The New Student. It's 8:10 on a Monday morning. It's the first day of the school. Some students started the new school year with joy, some with excitement, some with curiosity, and some without any good feelings. Class 7B is full of students with different feelings. Actually, it is the best class in the school. There are usually few problems in 7B. Today, a new student is going to start school in this class. He is different from the other students in the school. He starts school 1 week later because he comes from another town. The school manager is in 7B now, and he is talking to the students about Stephen Penn. He is the new student. Did you understand? Have you got any questions? Ask them before Stephen comes in. Yes, sir. Why can't we touch him? He has a very sensitive body. It is a very rare illness. If you touch him, his body starts a very painful reaction. This reaction may kill him. All his clothes are special, too. He is going to sit alone. Do you understand? No touching. He has got a sensor on him. If you come close to him, the alarm turns on. You got it? Yes, sir. I have a question, sir. Why does he come to school if he is so ill? Why do you come to school? He wants to learn, too. All the students start talking at the same time. They are very curious now. The manager goes to the door and opens it. Come in, Stephen. Everybody in the class and the teacher is looking at the door. A pale boy enters the class. He is shorter than the other boys in the class, and he is very thin. He really looks ill. His hair is black and very short. He has got glasses, and the frame of the glasses is black, too. His eyes are green, but they do not look lively. He has got freckles on his face, and they are as pale as his skin. He is wearing a sweatshirt and blue jeans. His hands and fingers look very white. He has not got a school bag. There is a woman next to him. She is carrying his bag. The woman looks like his mother. She is not comfortable in the class. She is looking at the faces of the students one by one. The manager starts speaking again. Say hello to Stephen. All the class looks at the manager first, and then they look at Stephen. Hello, Stephen.
Hello.
The poor little boy's voice is also very strange. It is not very loud, and it is like a robot talking. Some students at the back start laughing and giggling. Is there a problem? The manager looks angrily at the students. He starts walking around in the class. There is not a change on Stephen's face, but his mother looks sad. After a few minutes of silence, his mother goes to his desk and puts down his bag. Stephen follows her slowly and sits down. His mother waves him goodbye and leaves the class with the manager. Stephen's desk is at the very back. Now all the students are looking at Stephen again. The teacher breaks the silence. Everybody, look at the board. Let's go on with the lesson. Stephen, I'm your math teacher, Mr. Sattler. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Martha is sitting on Stephen's left. She is not listening to the teacher, but she is watching Stephen. The teacher notices that. Would you like to answer the question, Martha?
Oh, sorry, sir. I did not listen. Sorry.
Stephen raises his hand. The teacher looks at him. Stephen stands up and gives the answer. Please, Stephen, come to the board and write the solution for your friends.
I cannot touch the chalkboard, sir. Maybe I can tell, and Martha can write.
First, the teacher looks surprised, but then he agrees. Martha goes to the board and looks back at Stephen. Stephen starts saying the answer very slowly. Everybody looks surprised, and they listen quietly. Martha writes the answer down on the board and then goes back to her seat. The teacher smiles at Stephen. Martha is smiling too.
Thank you.
In the break, the students make a semicircle around Stephen. They ask him a lot of questions. He answers them one by one. His father is a doctor in physics and an inventor. His mother is a music teacher and a very good piano player. She stopped working because Stephen became ill. He cannot play any sports or go out after school. His mother will take him to school and pick him up every day. His glasses are very special because his father designed them. He can control the TV with his glasses and play computer games with them. His father changed a computer for him. The glasses are a remote control and joystick at the same time. Some boys are fascinated. Wow! Can your father make us glasses too?
I don't know, but I can ask him.
The students do not stop asking him questions. Martha asks him a question too. Have you got a girlfriend? Stephen's face changes for the first time. He looks at Martha with sad eyes.
Don't be stupid, Martha. He cannot have a girlfriend. He can't touch her if he has one. Look.
The boy tries to touch Stephen. He wants to touch his arm with his finger, but he can't. An electrical current hits him. There is a white light, and a very loud alarm gets off. All the students close their ears with their hands. A teacher and then the manager run into the class. They stop and close their ears with their hands, too. Suddenly, the alarm stops. I can control the alarm, too. You shouldn't touch me.
You're a freak, man. Freak. Freak.
All the students start shouting together. Freak. 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 There are other students and teachers at the corridor.
They all look curiously at Stephen. Go back to your classes. Who touched Stephen? There is no answer to the manager's question. The students are staring at Stephen. Some are shouting at him, and some are only looking at him. Stephen looks frightened. The manager asks again, "Who?" Martha points at Josh. The manager takes him out of the class, and the others sit down. The teacher starts the lesson without a comment. School finishes at 3. When the bell rings, everybody stands up and runs out of the class. Only Stephen and Martha stay. Did my question hurt you? It's okay. A woman gets inside the class. It is Stephen's mother. She looks uncomfortable. Josh and his family are there too. There is a problem because behind Josh, a policeman is talking to the manager. "Are you all right, Mom?" His mother is about to cry. She takes his bag and Stephen follows her. First, the manager, the policeman, Josh, and his family go out of the class. Then Stephen's mother and Stephen leave the class. Martha sees them going inside the manager's office. She waves goodbye to Stephen before they close the door. Josh's mother is very angry at the manager. She thinks Stephen's censor is dangerous for the children in the school because there is electrical current on it. If the students don't touch the boy, nothing will happen. The policeman looks at the manager. He looks surprised. "How can you say that? We are talking about kids. Kids are curious." "You are right, but they have to obey the rules. The alarm is Stephen's protection. The voltage is very harmless, isn't it, Mrs. Penn?" "Of course. We have got permission from the court. It is all legal. The current does not hurt more than a bee sting. My son has the right to come to school." "Not together with my son." The discussion between the families go on for hours. It gets darker and darker outside. They are trying to find a solution to the problem. Suddenly, Stephen stands up. "I've an idea. My father can build a protection union inside the class. You can lock me inside it at school time and unlock me after everybody leaves." The policeman looks at Stephen. "You are a clever boy. It will be boring for you." "I never get bored." Stephen's mother smiles at her son. They think about his idea and discuss it. Then everybody agrees and they go home. Stephen and his mother walk home. Their house is close to the school. They do not speak a word on their way. When they arrive at the door, Stephen's mother opens it and they get in. After she closes the door, she looks at Stephen. He is standing next to her. Something is not right. His eyes are not green. They are as black as coal. There is no movement in his body, too. His face is completely losing its color. Stephen is getting transparent, and then he vanishes. A door opens, and a man walks out of a room. He closes the door after he is out. He looks at Stephen's mother. She is sitting on the armchair, and she is crying. She looks at him. I can't do this, Robert. This is so difficult. You cannot stop now. We have got our son back. There is no way to stop, Rita. He takes her into the kitchen and gives her some cold mineral water. She tries to drink it, but she cannot. Remember today, people are angry at us. Do you think they will believe in everything? They will. The manager is going to help us. I donated $100,000 to the school. This is a lot of money, Robert. Where did you get it from? I sold my inventions. I did it for Stephen. He will have a normal life. Rita looks into Robert's face. She starts crying again and leaves the kitchen. The soda water bottle falls on the floor after her. It breaks into 1,000 pieces, but she does not care. Robert turns his back to the door and takes the broom. He cleans the floor very slowly and sings a country song at the same time. It is Stephen's favorite country song. The doorbell rings twice. Robert opens the door. It is a familiar face. The girl at the door is Martha. She is smiling kindly at Robert. Hi, Mr. Penn. I'm Martha Cunnings. I'm Stephen's classmate. I know. I mean, Stephen told me about you after school. Oh, did he? I live across the street. Can I speak to Stephen, please? I'm sorry, Martha. He was tired and went to bed early. Another time. You are always welcome. Martha's eyes are full of tears. She is disappointed, but she smiles back again and leaves. Robert looks after her for some time and then closes the door. Stephen does not come to school on Tuesday. He does not come on Wednesday and Thursday. Martha asks her teachers about Stephen, but they do not know anything. On Thursday, she goes to the manager's office and asks him. He says, "Be patient, Martha. He will come back soon." On Thursday afternoon, she goes to Stephen's house. She rings the bell, but nobody opens the door. She looks inside from two windows, but she cannot see anybody. On Friday morning, 7B students are shocked when they enter their class. There is a glass wall at the back of the classroom. There are holes in the glass, too. It is a quarantine room. Stephen's desk and seat is behind the glass. There is also a microphone on the desk. Some students laugh at it, and some do not care. Some students knock on the glass, and some only touch it. In one break, Josh tries to kick the glass with his right foot. It does not break. In another break, he hits it with a chair. The glass is very thick. The manager hears about Josh and his kicks and hits. He calls him to the office. "What is your problem, boy?"
"I haven't got a problem, sir. I'm just curious. You did a good job there."
The manager gets angry.
He sends Josh out of his room. Josh is smiling when he leaves the manager's office. This is only the beginning, Steven. See you on Monday. I have got nice plans for you. Martha is happier on Friday. She thinks about Steven all the time. He will be back on Monday, and she will speak to him again. She is right. When she comes back to school on Monday morning, she finds Steven sitting at his desk behind the glass. He is smiling at her. It is 7:50. When did you come?
My mother brought me at 7:15. It is better so. This happens every day from Monday to Friday. Steven comes to class first and leaves last. The students in 7B do not mind anymore. Only Josh is angry at Steven. He stands in front of the glass and stares at Steven in every break. He does not do anything bad to him. He cannot, because Martha never leaves Steven alone. She is like a police girl. Josh knows Martha's feelings for Steve. She likes him. He can see this easily. She always speaks to him and watches over him. It is December and very cold. Martha is ill and she cannot go to school. It is Monday morning and she is speaking to the manager on the phone.
Please, Josh is waiting to hurt Steven, sir. Do not leave him alone with him in the breaks.
Calm down, Martha. Everything will be fine.
The glass is fine, and I can control Josh. The manager is wrong. When the first lesson starts, Josh looks at Steven. He points at him with his finger and smiles like a gangster. He looks happy because Martha is absent. In the first two breaks, he goes playing outside. Students are playing snowballs in the garden, and he joins them. The manager is watching the students behind his windows. He sees Josh and watches him playing snowball. In the third break, Josh waits for everybody to leave the class. Then he closes the door. The third break is the longest. He has got 30 minutes alone with Steven. Everybody is playing snowball. He will enjoy his time. He goes to the glass wall and hits it with his wrist. It's time for some fun, Steven. Steven does not say anything, but he watches Josh. Josh takes out something from his school bag. It is a little gas mask. Then he takes out some sticks from his pockets. I brought these to school every day. Watch and see. He takes the gas mask and puts the sticks into the air holes in the glass. Then he takes out some matches from his pocket and lights the sticks. He watches the sticks burning. I think you must come out from there. Come out, you coward. The gas from the sticks is dangerous. You have got only 2 minutes. Steven does not move or say anything. He is just sitting there behind the glass. Josh is getting impatient. He is getting angry, too.
Come out, man. You will die there. I don't want to kill you. I only want to kick you in the stomach.
Stephen does not move again. He still looks the same behind the glass. He is still healthy. Josh thinks the sticks do not work. He goes to the glass and takes out his mask. At the same time, he starts coughing and falls down on the floor. He cannot put the gas mask on. He is weak. Stephen does not move again. He just looks at Josh. Josh's eyes close. Then the door opens. It is the manager. He smells the gas when he walks in. He quickly walks out again and returns with a gas mask. He looks angrily at Stephen and takes Josh from the floor. He takes him out of the class. Nobody comes back into the class after the break. At about 2 o'clock, Stephen's mother comes to take Stephen. She takes him and they walk back home. When they enter the house and close the door, Stephen disappears again. Then his father comes out of the room. "Why didn't you help the boy? He's in a coma." "He wanted to hurt Stephen." "It is his fault, not mine. I am going to school. The manager wants to speak to me." Robert returns 2 hours later. He looks very angry. He starts shouting and breaking things inside the house. Rita stops him after some time. "What happened?" "He gave me the check back. Stephen won't go to school anymore. They are all afraid of him." Robert hugs Rita. They start crying together. After some minutes, the doorbell rings. Rita goes to the door. It is a policeman. They are standing at the door. She opens the door slowly. An officer shows his badge. "We need to see your son, Mrs. Pym. We have got court order to search your house." "He is not here." The police walk into the house. They start looking at every room. There is no sign of Stephen. Some police officers go out to the garden and check there too. They cannot find Stephen. "Where is your son?" "We won't tell you. My wife and I took him to a safe place. He is innocent. You should speak to Josh." "The boy is still in a coma." "There will be officers watching you. We need to see your son." "That won't happen ever." The police leave the house. Two officers do not go away, but they start waiting in a car outside the house. In the evening, the bell rings again. Rita opens the door. It is Martha. She does not look very well. There are tears in her eyes. "I could not save Stephen, Mrs. Pym. My mother didn't let me go to school today." "I know you are sorry, Martha. It's okay. You should go back home now." "Let her come in, Mom." Martha sees Stephen standing behind his mother. Rita looks shocked and panics. She looks at the cops. They cannot see Stephen from their car now. She grabs Martha's arm and pulls her inside. Then she closes the door quickly. "Stephen?" "It's okay, Mom." "How are you, Stephen?" "I was afraid." "Thanks. You are very kind, Martha. I like you. I want to say goodbye to you in person." "Where are you going?" "I don't know. We are not welcome here anymore.
They will forget, Stephen. Please don't go.
Stephen smiles at Martha and waves goodbye to her. He opens the door to a room and walks in. The door closes behind him. Martha starts crying.
No!
She runs to the door and opens it. When she sees Stephen's transparent in front of her, she starts screaming. Her scream is very loud. The doorbell rings. It is the police officers. They run inside the house first and then into the room. Martha is crying loudly. Stephen is not there. They see Robert standing next to his computer. There is a picture of Stephen on the computer's screen. Robert has got wires all over his body. He is like a man making an animation movie. One of the police officers goes to the keyboard and presses the menu key. Then he takes the mouse and presses the start button on the screen. Suddenly, Stephen starts appearing in the corner of the room. He is standing in the same position as his father.
Are you Stephen?
How? Martha goes to the image and tries to touch it. There is not a real body in front of her, only air. Her hand swims in the image of Stephen. Stephen's mother is standing at the door. She is looking at her husband with wet eyes. Robert is staring at the floor. Stephen's image is staring at the floor too.
I'm so sorry. I failed you, Rita.
Robert is speaking, but there is Stephen's voice in the room. The policemen turn off the computer and take off the wires on Robert. Stephen is gone forever. They take Robert to the police station. Martha and Rita stay at home. After the shot, Rita takes Martha into Stephen's room and tells her about Stephen. Stephen was their only son. He was a brilliant student and very respectful son. He got cancer when he was 9. They struggled very hard to cure the cancer. It was a very rare cancer, and it was deadly. Stephen died 2 months after his 12th birthday. Rita and Robert buried their son in a family grave in the Midlands. After his death, they moved to this town. Robert could not sleep at nights and became obsessed about an idea. He wanted to bring Stephen back. He worked day and night on the computer and finally invented the perfect device. He used it at home for a couple of months. Rita could talk to his son again. She was both happy and unhappy. After practicing for 3 months, Robert wanted more. He wanted Stephen to go to school. They had a long discussion with Rita about this idea. Then, one day, Robert spoke to the school manager. He lied about Stephen's illnesses and the court order. He also gave the manager a check. Rita did not know about the school manager and the check. She did not agree first, but couldn't say no later. So they started the game. Rita is very sad. She lost her only son 2 times. She knows it's forever this time. Josh wakes up from the coma after 3 months. He first asks about Stephen. When he hears the real story, he feels very bad. After he leaves the hospital, he goes to visit Stephen's mother. Robert is in jail. He will stay there for 8 years. Martha visits Rita every weekend, and they speak about Stephen all the time. Josh apologizes from Rita and wants a photo of Stephen. He puts the photo inside his physics notebook. He is fascinated about Robert's invention. He tells to Rita about his new future dream. He wants to be an inventor like Stephen's father. Rita starts teaching again. Robert has got a very difficult time at prison in his first year. Then he decides to write a book about his memories with Stephen. He publishes his book after 4 years. Its title is Stephen's Two Lives.